Hey, whatever you do, don't stop.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So what I want to talk about today is super personal to me. It's something that I'm struggling with right now. And in a lot of ways, this episode is for me. But I decided I would record it and I would share it because I think it's probably relevant to many people listening to this and watching this right now. And so if that's you, welcome. Thank you for being here. And I hope that by sharing this, I can help you to do what you need to do and keep going, whatever that means in your world. I think it's really hard to wake up every day and think about what it is you want to do with your life, what it is you want to do with your time and your energy, who you want to be, and what you need to do in order to get there. I think it's insanely difficult to map out that process and figure out how to become the person that you know you are capable of being, how to live up to your own potential. And I think it's really difficult to face all of the setbacks that you will inevitably face, some of them your fault and others not. All of the things that you've had to overcome just to get to this point, to become the person you are today, I think it's really difficult to face all of that every single day and not just feel crushed, not just feel like you're crumbling underneath the weight of everything. And I want you to know, I get it. I'm here for you. I see you. But I also want you to know that it doesn't have to feel that way. It doesn't have to be this crushing experience. You can be what you want to be. You can do what you want to do. And there is an enormous amount of work and energy and sacrifice required to get there, but it doesn't have to be painful along the way. I think that's the part of this that I often forget. I feel like in order to do the things that I want, sacrifice is required, and sacrifice must be negative, but it doesn't have to be. Sacrifice can be a form of self-love. Sacrifice can be choosing the future version of yourself over the current version. Sacrifice can be allowing yourself to live up to the standards that you have for yourself. Sacrifice is not inherently negative. Hard work is not inherently negative. It doesn't have to feel as bad as it does. Now, it is going to be tough. You are going to face things that you probably can't even imagine right now. This path that you're choosing, one that you choose to be conscious every single day, one where you do not allow the external messages, the external noise, the external to control your decisions and your actions on a day-to-day basis. You choose to be conscious of who you are, who you want to be, and the actions you are taking towards that person. This path that you're choosing is very challenging. That's why most people don't. That's why most people are not pursuing the things that you are in the way that you are. And many more can't pursue the things that you are in the way that you are. They don't have the opportunity, the option. This podcast doesn't reach them. The books don't reach them. So this is not going to be easy. I want you to know that, but I also want you to know that it can be fun, that it can be exciting. Rachel, my fiance, brought something to my attention the other day. She talked about how she was noticing that someone she was working with kept saying that they were anxious. They're anxious about this, they're anxious about that. But when she was talking to this person, all she heard was excitement. And so she asked this person, "Are you sure you're actually anxious? Or are you excited?" I want to ask you the same question. Are you anxious about all of the things that you are trying to do? Are you anxious about the person you're trying to become? Are you anxious about the choices you need to make and will make? Or are you excited? Are you looking at this opportunity as a moment to choose who you want to be, to choose the path that you're going to walk, and brimming with excitement for that opportunity? Or are you dreading it? Are you living in fear because these things are being put on you? I don't know the answer to that for you, but I think for me, I think lately I've been conflating anxiety and excitement. Lately, I've been feeling lost. I've been feeling like I'm not sure what to do next. I started this podcast in 2016 because I felt like something needed to exist in the personal development space. And I think I've succeeded at creating that. We are 840 plus episodes into this now. And I think for the last 200, 300 episodes, I've felt confused about what to do with it, what this should mean, what this moment in time that we are sharing should turn into. And that's turned into anxiety. Anxiety about what happens when this show eventually ends. I don't know when that will be, but eventually it will. And what's going to happen next? What am I going to spend my time on? What's important to me? What do I want to turn this moment into? What can I do with the show next? How can I make it more exciting, more interesting? How can I get it to reach the people that need it the most who currently don't even know that it exists? I'm anxious about all of these questions. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, many times, today is one of those days where that anxiety leads to crippling self-doubt. That anxiety leads to struggling to focus, to an inability to move anything forward. I feel so frozen by the anxiety around what to do that I end up doing nothing. Maybe you've been there as well. Maybe you're there right now. And it sucks. It's painful. It's hard. But here's my question. Are you just anxious, or is there a little bit of excitement in there as well? Is there anything you're looking forward to? Anything that the opportunity is creating for you? What are you actually feeling right now? Again, I don't know the answer for you, but I think it's worth asking the question. And I think it's worth asking the question often. Reviewing the question regularly, figuring out whether or not we're actually anxious or excited, and then responding in the way that makes the most sense for that feeling. I think it's important that we start to ask ourselves that question, because I think ultimately what that will lead to is an ability to keep going, to keep showing up, to keep being who we want, and most importantly, to keep directing things in the way that is best for us. Because if all we are experiencing is anxiety about the opportunity, then maybe that's not the best opportunity. But if there is some excitement in there, then maybe we should put the anxiety aside and go head first, even if we don't know what lies ahead. And I think asking that question is what will lead to the answer. So as I said at the top of this episode, whatever you do, don't stop. Keep asking yourself that question. Keep asking yourself what it is you can do to change the answer, to turn that anxiety that you might be feeling right now, that I'm feeling right now, into excitement for what is to come and what opportunities you have in front of you. Because you deserve it. You deserve to have fun with this process. If you are choosing the hard road, if you are choosing to be better, if you are choosing to be conscious, then you deserve to enjoy that journey for all of its ups, all of its downs, all of its pains, and all of its struggles. You deserve to enjoy it all and to look back on it one day with fondness. And the way that we make that happen is to pursue the things where we have some excitement for it, and to let go of the things where all we feel is anxiety. And while we do that, I want to encourage you to remember one thing. All big changes, no matter what they are, come from the tiny leaps you take every day. You can do this. Don't stop.